I'm Mary. I'm 85 years old, so I'm reminiscing a long way back, more than 70 years, when the war was coming close to its end, but we didn't, of course, know that. But one day, a continuous, unbroken line of lorries, tanks, marching soldiers came through our small Scottish village. We didn't know why. It lasted several days. I would say, I can't remember, of course, now, but it would be about 3 or 4 days. And we had a yard, which my father opened up. And the poor soldiers were so grateful. They could go to sleep under a proper roof, and better still, they could have a bath with hot water. I mean, when they ever had another one, God help them, I don't know. But we introduced them to the yard, and we had two enormous boilers with fires underneath. They stood by themselves. That was lit, filled with water and lit. And the old bathtub brought out my mother's wooden washtub, and the soldiers could luxuriate. They could bathe blistered feet. My mother brought out bandages and ointment. We didn't have, everything was rationed in those days, even potatoes. But we did what we could, and more than we could. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The odd illegal animal was slaughtered on farms, and the meat cut up and passed around. So we did our best for the soldiers. And I was taking my little sister to the library. As usual, this endless, seemingly endless line of tanks, lorries, soldiers coming down the hill. And suddenly there was a horrible noise. Yells and screams. And I turned quickly, and the tank was coming straight for me. It's something you don't forget, the underbelly of a tank. And somehow I shoved my little sister behind me, not that that would have done any good. And the tank stopped, and there we were, between the two caterpillar wheels of the tank. How lucky can you be? We could have been squashed like flies. And the poor driver clambering out, absolutely white-faced. Are you all right? You all right? And there we were, stuck, having to be lifted out, alive, unhurt. Call that luck.